I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
To the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to Marion@info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Check. 1 second, temporary difficulties.
Quack, quack. Quack.
You're on.
Fog! Okay, here we are. Looks like we have the microphone plugged in, which is handy.
It's always good when that happens.
It helps with continuity if you keep it plugged in. Yeah, did you get the memo?
I didn't get the memo.
This is the Sean Kennedy Show here on Rampant Radio. This is episode number 39. Tonight's theme is Internet. We have a problem. Yes, it is true, and I am back from my hiatus in Oregon, on the Oregon coast, which I'm going to talk a little bit about there, but suffice to say, in a sum up, it was kind of like having Sting on loop in your head for 4 days.
The ocean.
Holy fuck, I'm going to slip into a coma. So, yeah, it was kind of, the whole thing was very geriatric. So,
relaxing,
it was nice,
though.
But now I'm back, oh yes, in a very like, like Enya and Sting had a gang fight. It was just, wow, battle of the bands. It was really brutal. But anyway, you are free to distribute this broadcast in any way you see fit. You can take it, you can put it on MP3 discs and make all the shows on one giant MP3 disc and then drive around and throw them like frisbees into your neighbor's lawn. Do MP3 freedom information drive-bys and give them to kids. Pull over. Hey, kid, have a CD. That way they take it home and play it in front of their parents and they think the whole thing's terrifying. Don't do it with cops watching. Otherwise, they'll probably know you for distributing harmful matter to minors. And in the IRC tonight, we have one less person because I banned them. Because, you know, I don't actually look at people I ban. They just kind of say one or two things that piss me off, and then I ban them.
They just pop out at you,
yeah.
Screaming to be banned.
You there. It's kind of like the intro of the Beastmaster, and there's that guy on the hill. If you ever see the Beastmaster, and he points down at the crowd, and he goes, "That child!" And he picks them up, and he fucking throws them into the fire and
really?
Shit. Yeah, but there's no eagle to grab them because, well, you know, that's a movie, and this is real life. But anyway.
Damn.
God. In the RC, you're like, God, damn, oh God, oh Jesus. We have some.
Tweak, I know about the show.
Have some coffee, Tweak.
Have some coffee, Tweak. Calm down.
Snake, African Love Turtle, and his mom is African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, C-minus Ninja, or it could be less than C-Ninja, or C-Ninja, or...
C-Ninja Run.
C-Ninja Run.
C-Ninja
Run, Paul. Ninja Run. And then Ninja got some ether. Cabot Cerulean, Shandiv Overtime, Chemical X-Girl, Copper Top, Covan, Digitalia, DJ Ojive, very cool to see you again, Down Halo, Enoshian, who is very cool because him and all his crowd wound up in the local Langley Rag with their handy-dandy... handy-dandy radio station.
That's right.
Which is disinfo.org, am I right? No.
Disradio?
Disradio.org? Disradio.
Tell him.
.com?
Correct us in Ocean, please.
Whatever.
This magazine,
put it in there.
One of
got his own fucking radio show. I don't listen to it because I don't have the goddamn time. Griffin, Infoloop, K16, Kadath, good to see you. Kexler, Leshek, Lentium, Mad Evil, Misconduct, Neuralize, who's FUBARD. Sorry, Neuralize. It's always shitty when you're FUBARD.
Sucks.
Nixon. Which is kind of like Nikon, only with X's. Paladin, Port Surfer, Prune Squaller. She's a girl! And she's cute, too. Ratfucker, Roto. Hey, Roto. I owe you $200. Sirdork, Scavengers, SKTFM, Data Stalker, Sloth, 736. The craziest fan ever.
Ever.
Soul Phone 8, Tantrix AFK, Tao Day Cheese. Oh, they moved on me.
Oh, my God.
Test subject, Master. The bug, unnerved, wild card. What's up? WS Ninja, Zandad, Pyro, Laboratory Rat, Abadooby, Bastard Guy, Celebrate, 736. Do you know, are you related to Soloth, 736? Countersafe, Danny, Marie, Mind Pirate, Obkami, Terrell. Good to see you, Terrell. Glad you made it in.
Wow.
And Mind Pirate was in there, who had some really cool stuff, ideas on how to distribute.
Very.
SKTFM stuff in the forums and the
Those
virus.
Forums are rocking.
The forums
so
are rocking and rolling. If you don't know about the forums, the Rant Radio website has forums, which you can go to and check out, which is very, very cool because we like forums. Forums are fun, provided we don't get a bunch of ass clowns in there posting dumb shit, which makes me think of words coming into mind, nidus, cult, things of past. Haunting me must not kill everyone, you know, because I'm, you know, it's funny when people try to fuck with me because they think I'm joking on the radio. Like, after 4 years of me generally kicking ass and taking names, they come in there and they say, Don, you're an idiot. Well, what do you think I'm going to do here? They call me an idiot. Or am I going to wig out and start banning people? Give me a fucking break. Where's your head?
Wig out. Option B.
Wig out. It's wig fest here. I'm wig out so much, I should be a cross dresser. So, getting on with the show format, what else we got going on here? Because I lost my place. How do we get into the RC? Yes, the RC, where you two can get banned by me for no good reason.
If you want to be banned, too.
If you want to get banned by Sean, you can.
Just get into the RC through our webpage, which is easy and handy and dandy, rantradio.com, and click on chat.
That's C-H-A-T.
C-H-A-T, like cat in French, I think.
Yeah, like...
So.
Or chat in French.
Chat.
Like shit in French. Chat.
Or you can download the MIRC program that Sean loves.
Yeah, MIRC.
The MIRC program. www.mirc.com.
Or MIRC, as I like to call it.
MIRC.
Sounds more badass.
MIRC, not MERC.
Yeah.
And go to the other side servers.
And the other side. Go to the other side.
And fix the forums. Wildcard shouts out. I've heard that about 5 times. And nobody says what's wrong with them.
Yes.
Thanks.
Please send us a detailed email. All of you. Send it all to them.
Just fucking fix them.
Just fucking fix it. Fix it, ass wife. Come on there, ass we pay.
And then go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, and you'll be in there, too, talking with all the other wonderful people.
Speaking of wonderful people who we're going to be talking to also, but first, if you want to talk to us, you can get us at info@rantradio.com. And if you got stuff that you want to send me, you can get me at thethemman@rantradio.com.
It's that simple.
It's just that easy. A self-worshipping Jesus? Who knew? But let's go around the room tonight. Yes, in the room tonight, we've got people who kind of scare me more than a little bit. Yes, they drove like 42 fucking hours to be here. Okay,
and we thought Nixter was big.
We thought Nixter like drove a long way. We were like, holy crap. Okay, we got, finally, the meeting has happened between myself and Smokehouse.
Hello, Sean.
Yes, it's true. And I was always right. He's not crippled. He was never crippled. He's not crippled now.
He was faking it the whole time for sympathy.
It's a large dupe.
And you're twice as fat as I thought.
At least. But I can diet. So anyway, and also, who drove even further is Capone X from Tennessee.
Hello.
Whoa.
Wow. You're like from Tennessee.
Without the accent.
Without the accent. Because I was born in Chicago.
Oh, there's an accent.
I'm not from Tennessee.
There's an accent there.
Oh, a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Well, I was there for 16 years. Give me a
break. You're not like, round me. Round me, man. Be my heart. You know, seriously. Whoa, fuck. What's wrong with this guy? I'm an American. Anyway, so moving right along with more Americans that we're afraid of. We have... we have Creature. We're just going. Sorry.
In order. Come on, people.
Sorry, man.
Get it together.
Hello. Hi, Creature.
Is that all we get?
That's all you're going to say? Creature's very large. He actually doesn't have much in the way of language skills because he hates his parents. Okay, then we've got TK, Creature's brother, owner, and keeper. Kind of like the guy who on the Rancor and Return of the Jedi. Hey, TK, what's up?
Hello, everybody. Good evening.
And where are you from again?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. St. Louis, Tennessee, Peoria, Illinois.
Wow. What a cross-section of the United States here.
What a central United States. I'm afraid of Americans.
2,500 miles.
Yeah, that's
just keep saying that.
That's
oh, God, that's
too
awful.
Far to drive up here to see.
I don't know how far we drove to Burning Man.
Some egotistical fuck like me. Like, no, we drove 20. We drove like 24 or 27 hours to get to Burning Man. We did not.
Not even close to what they did.
Close. These guys.
The pilgrimage to Mecca to see Sean.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a pilgrimage. I sure as fuck hope not. Because
Burning Man was a day trip compared to this.
Yeah,
no kidding.
This is just, oh my gosh, I can't believe what these guys have gone through just to be here. That's like crazy. Hey, that's a good one. Chate, a bad latte. Good one. So tell us a little bit about your trip. How was it getting up here? What happened there?
Well, we took the only thing we stopped for. We started Friday night, 6 o'clock.
In the morning, or 6 o'clock in the evening.
6 o'clock in the evening.
Oh.
Because unlike everybody else, we had to wait for the creature to get off from his job.
Oh, okay. So you did your best then.
Yeah. We did our best. I took the day off, got the rental car, finally, got it packed, got into the car, got him. By 10 o'clock that night, we were picking up Smokehouse over there.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. Because he got lost once on the way. And I mentioned it now because I know they're going to mention it straight.
And he got lost. He's been to my house before, which is why I don't really understand that.
Yeah, he lives in the middle of...
He didn't live
his
in...
His town is the O in Podunk, okay? It's hard to find.
Yeah, well, if the same street didn't have five names, you know, we might have been able to follow the directions. But, you know, we get off the interstate, and the same road has, like, five different names. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God. It just keeps on changing, huh?
No. Yeah, you see all the...
Five different names.
You see all the burger pizza delivery cars and the starving pizza delivery guys with them with the empty pizza boxes.
I ate all my pizza. What do I do now?
What now? Oh, we're so fucked.
Then we drove for, I believe it was 42 hours, about 42 hours straight. The only thing we stopped for was to refill the car and go to the bathroom.
Wow, does that ever suck a lot?
That sucks too much.
What did you eat?
Well, we packed the car with...
Picked up a couple hitchhikers.
Well, we picked up some... buried him in the desert somewhere, because it goes without saying we couldn't tell anyone.
We packed the car full of water and beef jerky on the way before it came out.
Beef jerky and water.
Yeah. We actually got the beef jerky.
That was pretty much it. We had one meal from Friday to Sunday.
Which was beef jerky.
No, we actually stopped at a McDonald's because we were so starved for something other than beef jerky at that point.
Yeah. I don't feel like beef jerky. Let's go to McDonald's. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world.
At this point, we stopped at a town with a population of 3,000.
And they had
a
McDonald's.
That was the only option we had.
Buffalo, Wyoming.
Strangely enough, the entire McDonald's was populated by Latvians.
Maybe they were just
She was hot, though, dude.
She was hot.
Hot Latvian bitches in Wyoming. Next on the Sean Kennedy Show.
HotLatvianBitches.com.
Click now. Yeah, click now if you want to know more about LatvianBitches.com. That's just fucked. That's beyond fucked. What do you say to that? Why did you do this? Why? Do you regret it now that you've met me and gone, wow, he's really...
Or do you regret having to drive back now that you've figured out what's actually here?
We're going to play all the flesh off of our bodies for being so stupid.
We actually drove up here and I was sitting there thinking, you know what? Now the trip's over with, we're actually enjoying our time up here.
But
we keep remembering on Friday we have to start the whole process
over
again. I'm not looking forward to that 1,000-mile stretch where we don't leave the highway.
1,000 miles.
The more pertinent question, Sean, is now that you've met us, are you terrified of everyone on the IRC?
No, because I still ban indiscriminately. The reason why I'm always weird about meeting fans is because, well, not fans. Fans is such a weird word, but like people who, they're fans. Fuck,
super
I guess.
Fan.
Otaku, Red Radio Otaku. No, it's...
I named my child Sean.
Yeah.
And changed my last name to Kennedy.
Yeah, that's
he is Sean Kennedy II.
Yeah, that's right. Next. Yeah.
Oh God.
Okay, you're scaring me. No, I mean that's cool. It's just I always feel bad because I should have this fortress of solitude and this monks and shit that like chant and meet them and greet them and like give them like this total cleansing and like, I imbue them with superpowers.
Yeah. Like, I bring them into
the
studio
and
say,
hey,
computers.
Stop, glad you came. You guys, want some celery? You know, there is no Dana, only Zool. You know, I don't really even know what the fuck.
Sean is not going to peel off the mask and reveal himself as an alien or something.
Good morning, the worm, No, it's just not going to happen, okay? So, I feel kind of bad, you know? It's like, shit, these guys drove all this way, and
we're sitting there in his house, and he's, like, asleep almost. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm so wound down.
So, sorry, I'm tired, but I got the show tonight, and
he's got to store his energy.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking crazy. Plus,
channel it from the sky.
It's like I said, I find him to be a sprinter. He just goes for short bursts and then he sleeps and he's up and then he sleeps.
I will say that the trip has been complete now that I've visited Dave's military surplus.
Yeah,
it's actually a pretty good story.
Any military supply store we have in St. Louis.
Really?
It is better than any of the ones I have. I will be ordering from him from now on.
Yeah, he's a very, very cool guy. Super
tell
cool
him
guy.
Sean sent you.
Oh, yeah. He was there. I took him down there, and they were all like, he went in there, and TK went buck wild. He's like... I want these airsoft guns. He's in it. And Martin's like,
ooh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I got myself a copy of a Benchmade knife that I have already.
Yeah.
That
way, too. That way, if you stab someone, you want to leave something at the scene, you just leave this cheap imitation.
That's what you remember.
That way you can kill with two hands.
A real nice hookbill knife with a double lock.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A HK MP5 airsoft rifle.
Nice.
Yeah, SMIG, with a thumb removal option for grip. So that was kind of cool.
Somehow I think I'll end up being the practice target for that, too.
Yeah, just wiggle around a little more. Wiggle a little more. There you go. No. Wish you didn't have that fucking walker. You could move faster. Really Anyway.
It's harder in person, isn't it, Sean?
Not really, no.
No.
I don't really
Throw some more at him.
I'm taking some of the guys that wore socks and sandals. I mean...
Were you wearing sandals with those
and socks,
Sean?
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah, right. I always wear socks with my sandals. I hate the feeling of, like, dirt on my toes.
Oh, that's right.
That's horrible. When I was a kid, I was running... That's true. No, I was running across the beach. I was, like, five. And my dad's like, come on, Sean, let's run. In slow motion. Ding, 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 ding. And I stepped on a piece of glass and goddamn near cut my whole toe off. And I was like, ah! There's blood in the water and orca are coming up trying to grab me and shit. It was terrible.
Traumatic
so childhood
wild,
experience. Oh, fuck, it was bad.
He talks like a hard-ass and he hits dirt on his toes.
Yeah, I talk like a hard-ass.
So remember, when you have Sean captured in your evil lair, it's dirt that'll make him talk.
Dirt on your toes. Come on, talk.
Dirt on your toes.
I'll say everything, goddamn.
Fuck you, you monster. You sick bastard. Oh, my God.
I see Sean being lured into a puddle of mud from a rope. Just slowly, feet first, dipped into it.
Well, do you know what Ashley's probably, like, talking about people in lairs? You know what was probably the quintessential, even to this day? Like, because, you know, remember, okay, there was the pit and the pendulum. And everyone was really wigged out by that. Imagine that, being strapped on a table and the thing coming down and cutting your head off. Like, that was the older generation. And everyone, that movie sucked ass. Okay? But that scene fucked everybody up.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a scene of our generation, which I'm a hard one to top, that does the same thing. Wrath of Khan, when they put those fucking earwig things in that guy's helmet and they crawled inside somebody's ears, everybody in the theater was going, fuck!
Oh, yeah. It was nasty.
It was so bad. I was like, oh, my God, that really sucks. I'd be like headbutting the floor and shit. I'd be like, oh, my God, fuck you, earwig.
And you with parasites, it's like, oh, God.
I'm really into the whole parasite thing.
Like, things in your body.
Things in your body. I'm watching it move under my skin. Please allow me to demonstrate my own deboning skills.
Didn't quite get it. Another section arm coming off.
Oh, well,
I get it.
First I will cut my leg off, and then I will slowly dissect it and hope that I can fucking get my leg reattached. Because I was just like, oh, my God. But seriously, Wrath of Khan, that scene when they put the fucking bug in the guy's ears, everyone was just like, oh,
man.
God damn it. You know, oh, what was that little
everyone covers their ears.
What was his name? The guy who had it done to him.
Chekhov.
Chekhov. Fuck Chekhov. That sucks ass.
Ricardo Montalban, you bastard!
Ricardo Montalban, fuck you and your fantasy island. You short motherfucker. We're going to shove him right up your ass. No, boss, no! But, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. But that was, like, the one scene from our generation, I think, that, like, I've seen a scene from us. So, like, the alien thing coming out of his stomach was bad, but nothing tops the earwig crawling into your ear.
I still turn my head when that comes on.
Oh, yeah, you're just like, I can't watch this shit.
Once that did it for me, American X, Curb Stomp. I cannot watch that ever again.
Really?
That is awful, awful
Muppet
stuff.
Head.
Or in Reservoir Dogs.
Where it cuts the guys.
The ear scene.
I cannot
watch that again either.
Well, I would say the RoboCop shooting the cop at the beginning scene where he like blows his hand off. You've never seen the original RoboCop?
No.
Really?
No.
You're fired.
I have to watch that.
Oh,
I know I'm fired.
I have
I'm
that on
DVD. They got the Criterion Collection.
Yeah,
I
want to watch the Criterion Collection of it.
Yeah, Captain Whitebread has it.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, he's got a really good one. Fuck. Oh, well, yeah.
We got to watch that.
So, if anyone out there has the Criterion Collection RoboCop on DVD, upload it to the FTP Rant Radio server, because same as...
DivX it. DivX that, Bubby.
DivX that bitch.
He doesn't want a real one.
He just wants to see it. He doesn't want to pay for it. Why? Because we're pirates.
I don't know. I don't know if it's good. It's like RoboCop. Cheesy little... All I hear about is, like, cheesiness.
RoboCop?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Not
there
the
was,
first one, but all
was,
the, like...
There's RoboCop, which was holy. There was RoboCop 2, which like was still good, not as good as RoboCop 1. And then there was RoboCop, the TV series, which blew dead goats for drug
money. That's what I heard about,
there's
right?
There's a third RoboCop movie, too, which really, really sucked.
Oh, the one where he flies. Yes, I blotted that from my memory, much like all the other Highlanders after Highlander 1.
Uh-huh.
Where I just went, wow, everything else sucks. That dick for drug money. So,
speaking of sequels, did you listen to last week's show or no?
No.
Boondock Saints 2.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. What?
Yeah.
No lie.
Boondock really? Saints 2, The Second Coming.
Yep. Really?
Yes.
No fucking stand.
Make it not suck, please.
Yeah, please don't make that suck.
Or erase it from memory and never buy it.
Yeah, otherwise we'll just, it's sort of like everything after Aliens 2.
Yeah, like that's
the,
right.
Still the greatest thing Cameron's ever done.
Oh.
Aliens. Amazing. Greatest thing Cameron's ever done. Like, I think. I'm trying to think of
what. I don't know. What else has he done?
James Cameron? He did Titanic.
Well, yeah.
The girls love that.
But it's like, I feel like I'm flying. Fuck you. Ripley would kick your monkey ass. You know. Oh, yeah. James Cameron was the shit with that stuff.
Role models for females everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I want to be a bulldog, too. Women in comfortable shoes. So, yeah. So, what else happened? Sorry, we got on a time right there. It's just like
I forgot. You just don't stop talking.
Yeah, well, yeah,
why you're
job.
Here.
That's right. Well, why?
That's what we're on.
You're about. Just all fucked up because I fed you a Ranger Slurpee. And
yeah,
you're
oh, God, did he?
Yeah, no, I don't know why I'm here.
I can't take more than two steps. Like,
I'm shaking. It's terrible.
I'm just thinking that cripple shit again.
Yeah, yeah.
Could that's why the title is The Sean Kennedy Show.
Yeah, it's because I talk a lot.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was good. Did you work on that all day?
He's been waiting for 2 years.
The friends have all started turning on each other.
And they have to drive back home.
A 1,000 miles on a highway.
You know what? For the ride back home, we're going to strap Smokey to the roof in the wheelchair like we planned.
I still think you should do that thing where I tell you to take C-high piano wire so you can't see the line and then drive through the border really, really fast. And then Smokey will be in the wheelchair just wavering back and forth in Mach 5 and screaming at the guards, this guy's chasing us! And Smokey will get shot, too.
I should get credit because I was the one that had to stay awake the whole time making sure you two didn't fall asleep behind the wheel.
Kept
why?
Poking
it's,
them, huh?
It's Montana. What are they going to hit? Where are we? I don't know. In the
field somewhere?
The lost, like seriously. Let me get to that weird light bright and fucking change.
Just drive
pile.
Northwest, we'll
yeah.
make it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I-90.
Cornfield.
I-90.
Where are we? Where are you? Where are we? You know, I mean, Jesus. What the hell?
What? What? I-90 is just a kitty litter box. It's like miles and miles of nothing.
Oh, God.
Sort of like the whole set from Eight-Legged Freaks. Which is a great film, by the way.
Really?
Are you serious?
Oh.
That looks like the biggest
thing
ever.
Oh, no! A bunny! Screech! And the toxic waste barrel falls into the swamp right beside the exotic spider's camp. I mean, it's so 14A. You can't go wrong. It's 14A rated.
Really?
Yeah. It's camp.
Like good campy.
Oh.
Good campy?
Brilliant campy. All the spiders have little voices. Ow, 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 ow. Drag behind cars and shit. And then one guy's like, they do the spiders in. A double barrel shotgun spider coming
yeah.
through the air.
Good death.
Wham! Spider's like, fuck.
Good spider,
oh,
good
yeah.
spider death.
I'm like, I'm sitting there just being like, yeah, fuck, yeah, oh, large bug. And then, like, it was the first giant bug movie, because you know all those giant bug movies, right? They kind of suck bag.
Yeah.
But, like, there's the first one where I was actually watching going, God, that would really suck. Like, they're running across the parking lot, and the trapdoor spider's going, Lamange! And taking them down underneath the ground, and this one was like, ah! And I'm like, wow, that would suck a lot. Like, wow. Reasons why I wear motorcycle armor 24/7. You know,
yeah.
Like, oh my God, with that
so it takes
bag.
Two or three chews before it gets through.
Yeah, yeah, bite, 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 bite. But anyway, I mean, there's problems with physics with spiders because if they get bigger than 8 inches, you drop them, they break in half. But anyway, we're not going to pick apart the giant spider movie because that's just too fucking easy. Anyway, back to Montana. So you drove through Montana. Well, did you run into any of those gun nuts? Because I hear there's lots of gun nuts there.
We didn't see a lot of people.
A lot of Christian camps. And
we saw no people.
Waiting for the Velociraptors?
We saw no people. The only thing we saw were chewed up roads and detour signs the entire way through. I don't think we hit one down.
Not to mention a rest area that consisted of a basically a door with a little box and inside a bucket. Nothing but a bucket. Now,
bucket.
Mind you, down from our vehicle, there were two vehicles sitting there empty. Not a soul around.
You're wondering
were
where
they
are.
On the highway.
On the highway.
Oh, yeah.
So either, you know, they got ate up by whatever's in the bucket.
What's in the bucket, Ray? What's in the bucket, Ray? Smokey's not talking. He looked in the bucket. I don't know. What's in the box? Oh, what's in the box? Come on. Tell me what's in the fucking box. Just let him go. Let him go.
Oh, seven. Okay.
Let him in the box. Okay. Sorry.
To demonstrate exactly how bad Montana was, up during the trip, the Sturgis Bikers Rally was just ending. We go through South Dakota. They're with us. We go through Idaho. They're with us. We get to Montana. They went around.
They're gone.
We didn't meet up with them again until we got out of Montana.
They took
us. So the bikers
path.
Decided, you know, fuck it.
Somehow we're going to skip
the
entire
state.
We'll
deal with the Hells Angels, but fuck Montana, man. We ain't doing it.
Wow. So when you look at the back of Soldier Fortune and see that you can buy land in Montana, don't do it. Don't do it. So moving right along, is that about it? You got any other large...
set your piece?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'll shut up now, sir.
Yeah, you should.
We'll get on with the show.
What's that? I have a couple things to talk about before we get on with the feedback of the show and all that good stuff.
Me too.
Do you?
Yeah, I got stuff too.
Okay,
do
well,
I go
got
first.
Two,
or do you want to go
I've
first?
I've got two kind of stories to talk about. So
oh, okay.
I'll do my stories, then we do yours,
sure.
And I'll go back to you.
Okay. Sure.
Look at that team.
That's awesome. High five.
It starts with
all
me.
All right.
It starts with me and it ends with me. I'm okay with that. Why? Because I'm an egotistical fuck. Some people say I'm arrogant. No, I'm not. I'm just the Messiah. Okay.
But
when Jesus said he was the Son of God, did anyone ever call him an arrogant fuck?
I don't know.
It. Think about it. Okay, Christy, he wound up being a dead guy on a stick, eh? Yeah. So
don't do it, kids.
So don't you admit being the Son of God. Keep your miracles to yourself and make all the wine. Be fun at parties, but don't wind up next to two dead thieves and invite some Roman
Be the
fuck.
Best magician ever.
Be the best magician ever. And, hey, go watch Lord of Illusions just 3 or 4 more times. So, this last weekend when I flaked out, as the last person I kicked fan said, I took my wife down to the Oregon coast for her birthday.
How nice. That was nice.
Yeah, so we went down to Lincoln City, and then we worked our way up to Astoria and Cannon Beach and all this kind of shit. And it was like,
pieces in the air.
You know, I was like one of those Solitude CDs where you have like the ocean playing and Pac Bell.
The ones you can buy everywhere.
Ding, ding, ding. That was like a continuous loop in my head. I was trapped in the music video for that for 3 fucking days. 3 fucking ding, ding, ding. Oh, wow, that sounds kind of nice. No, 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 no. 48 fucking hours later. Good morning. Fuck you. Seriously. Okay.
What?
This is not a place for a man with combat pants to be. Okay. You don't want to be there. I go through a place called Tillamook, in Oregon. Now, I am not making this up. I swear to God. This is how fucked these people are. And then, driving along in my surrealistic, starry-eyed, like, Japanimation eyes happening state, okay, with the music playing, and, to my right, in Tillamook, is this huge, beautiful, gleaming silver structure. And I pull in, and I'm there, and there's all these kids skipping in slow motion, actually in slow motion, across the parking lot.
In white dresses.
Yeah, with white dresses. And, come on, Dad, with sailor suits and shit. And I'm like, oh, you know, and Enya's there still singing, and Sting's playing bass. And I'm like, holy fuck, right? My wife's like, come on, Sean. And I'm like, okay. And I look up, and it's the Cheese Factory.
What?
Yeah, it's the Tillamook Cheese Factory. And there's a crowd of people waiting to go in there. It's like a world of laughter,
crowd.
A world of... Yes.
For cheese.
Cheese.
For example, right?
No.
No, for example.
This is how the cheese is made. Ooh, look at the curds away and the happy little cows. Ooh. Look, so I think I'm like 30-foot plasma screens explaining, and the cheese is
30-foot plasma.
I'm not making this shit up. Go there. Tell them a cheese factory. I swear to God.
Wow.
I'm like, this is some fucked up shit. And then...
I bet there's not so much security at those places.
Oh, no.
Want some plasma screen? Holy crap.
And I'm like, okay. Okay. We walk in there and everyone's like... really excited to go see this cheese show. Kids are running, come on, Dad, let's go see the cheese. And I'm alone in
How
the parking
small
lot
was
looking
this
around.
Town?
It well, there was no town. It was just this cheese factory gleaming in the fucking middle of So I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm standing there in the parking lot wearing Urban Combats, looking around in a tight black t-shirt with a fucking jarhead cut going, am I the only guy seeing something wrong here? I feel like the guy in Time Machine when the gong's ringing and everyone's just walking along towards the underground lair where the Moolocks are going to eat them all.
Oh,
and he's
yeah.
only going, wake up! Yeah, same idea. It was very, very unpleasant. And the worst of it, the whole thing is the dark one. My wife was like, don't you want to see how the cheese is made? I'm like, no, I do not want to see how the fucking cheese is made.
Doesn't okay, people were going in, but was anyone coming out?
I don't know. I didn't stick around. I was afraid. I was very, very scared.
This is how cheese is made.
Come see the cheese. So beware of Tillamook cheese. Seriously, it is fucked up. It is fucked up. Then, even more surreal than that, I drive along, you know, and side of the road is, again, middle of nowhere, is Sportsplex store. Uber Sports Store, which should have been called Kill It. So I go in there, and it's nothing but gun racks and videos and stuffed animals, and they have a video playing on, again, on another 30-foot plasma screen, which is this guy shooting this buck and then ripping its guts out on the screen in front of everything, and I'm like, oh, my God!
Gets you in the mood.
Oh, my God.
Hey, they buy guns.
How's the children and shit going to come in here? Welcome to Kill It. What can we help you kill today? It was just fucked up. And I'm
point
like,
to it and say, that's wrong.
That's a kill. It. You know,
it's like you're at the airport when you point it up to the screen
well,
to point
yeah, when,
Flash Gordon.
When they're
that's wrong.
No, at that point, I had to stop and say, wait a moment. Hi, we're in an international airport. I don't think you should be playing porn movies here. Just a thought.
But they are French people here. They are used to it. We have to international.
I'm going to headbutt you now, and it's going to hurt.
I don't know what accent that was, but.
it was Hungarian, but that's okay. No, it was just, it was messed up. The Tillamook Cheese Factory and then the sports store called Kill It, which was nuts. I mean, oh, crazy. So, after that, Oregon's a nice place. Don't go there for more than 4 days. I stayed with this crazy Greek motherfucker who had a really cool suite above his little store. And I ran along the beach and stuff. And it was all...
In slow motion?
Will you shut the fuck up? Yeah, seriously.
Turn off that music.
You know, somebody... what's that?
We can't hear you.
Yeah, I actually, Dark One got me to be able to take my socks and shoes off. And I'm like...
No.
Yeah.
Sifting the sand before you with a stick, checking for mines
and
glass.
Then I'm like, thump, put my socks and shoes back on. After washing them thoroughly because I got sand between my toes. It's horrible. Anyway, so that's pretty much my trip to Oregon. It was good. Nice detox. You know, it was okay.
Yeah.
I got rip-roaringly drunk down on the beach because I brought some.
Why not?
Well,
right?
they brought. See, in the States, they don't have Smirnoff ice. They have pseudo-Smirnoff ice.
Okay.
The Smirnoff ice in the United States is made with malt liquor.
Which is bizarre.
Flavored beer. And it tastes like shit. And I'm like, wow, this is evil shit. When you guys are up here, you guys have to have some Smirnoff ice in this country.
It rocks.
Because it's made with vodka
rocks,
and
rocks.
It's 7% alcohol. And it will fuck you at the drive-thru, okay? Yeah. Seriously, Smirnoff ice, get some. It's the good stuff, okay? And, oh, it's amazing. Get yourself here. Get your ass in a hot tub. Drink some Smirnoff ice. Oh, only way to go. Way better than the shit that stays. Anyway, so back to your stuff. What do you have?
Wildcard offered everyone here to get all fucked up on BC good stuff.
Oh, so if you guys are looking to sample some of our finest herb.
Yeah, Wildcard's your man.
Wildcard's your man.
Hookup.
Guys, though, forget it. Oh, come on, you love it. Think about it, Smokehouse. It could be wonderful.
It could be.
So what's your news, Sim?
Well, I think you've got... that one in yours. Okay. Oh, tons of new After Now artwork is posted. It is goodness. It is beautiful. Sean has probably not seen this.
I probably haven't seen all of it. I've seen some of it. I'm going to go there now, though. Can I get past this? No, this is an important screen.
Don't touch it. You can go there, but just...
don't touch
that screen's fine. Just don't touch that. Okay. You just look at my screen. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
There's that Uber picture up.
I haven't seen the one there. Click on that one.
That's a nice one.
What is this one? This is...
it's like a desolate kind of...
oh, it's like Tales from the After. It's told by independent librarian Dynamic Sean Kennedy the 6th.
Broadcasting
from sometime after now.
May
server protect us all. That's a fucking cool one, actually.
Nice.
That's
stuff.
Like full on. That's like full on desktop. Oh, what's he got over here?
It's got like computer code.
CPU,
I don't think it really makes much sense.
Oh, fucking neat. That's a cool one.
I see.
Yeah. Is that's Montana. It's a picture of Montana with an iceberg. And code. It's coded iceberg Montana.
Coded iceberg. And then I posted all the CDs so people can make their own little overlay CDs.
Very cool.
Nice.
Very, very cool.
And those are made by Griffin.
Yeah, we saw those before.
And here's the Server Monks as represented by Coyote23.
Which is very cool. And it's
nice.
Got, like, the
it's got the little the chant there.
Yeah, the server prayer.
Server prayer.
Very slick.
And here's some more CD covers if you like these ones.
Nice.
These are done by Nixter. Nixter the man.
Very cool.
And this is, I guess, a representation of like your equipment you're broadcasting with.
Oh, cool. What's that?
This
that's like a CD cover.
Yeah. Whatever, right? CD cover. Tales from the After Now.
Oh, neat. Well, that'd be an awesome CD cover.
It says, like, Tuesday on it, right?
Oh, nice.
Nice, huh? And it's, I guess, what you broadcast with. Into the past.
Into the distant past. That's very cool, though. That'd be a cool CD cover.
Yeah,
it
would be.
That would be a very cool
CD. So you got lots
cover.
Of options here for different covers.
And we got a picture of Dog A.
Yep, Dog.
A Dog. And rendition of Carcass.
Yeah.
Which was actually, I know a little bit about that rendition of Carcass.
Oh, yeah?
That rendition of Carcass was given before I gave the description of Carcass.
Yes. So it's like a pre-Carcass.
It's like a pre-Carcass description kind of thing going on there.
Sort
but it's still a very cool 3D rendered on animation art. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so Yeah, it's pretty neat. And what's this one here?
And we got another one from Sarah Goblin. Two people. I think that's Sarah Goblin. I can't remember who that other person is. But that's them listening to the afternoon with their candles lit. And
oh, how fucking cool is that?
Isn't that awesome?
That's very cool.
I can't read that down there.
Oh, God! Oh, Jesus! Okay. Jesus! Okay, with the Winnie the Pooh shirt. Very, very cool.
And
very, very cool.
And there's some very nice Rant Radio buttons and stuff.
Buttons and
that
stuff?
That I finally got around to putting up, and banners, like a billion of them, right?
Ooh.
Some banners I've been hiding forever, right?
Wow, look at these. Wow. Wow, we're cool. People like us.
People like us.
Well, they like you. I'm a dink. I'm an indiscriminate.
They put up
drawing.
With you. I like that one. That's a nice, clean one. Well, Sean Kennedy show.
Sean Kennedy show with the big finger. Yeah, I've got to give these guys some better photos.
More photos.
Yeah,
right?
I've got to give these guys some photos.
There's like seven photos of you on the entire internet.
And they just keep going around.
We're using them 400
times. Yeah.
And there's a bunch of buttons for people if they want to put on their site. A little link on the side.
Cool.
Some nice copyrighted logo.
I should go
stuff.
To Burning Man. You know, when we were at Burning Man, next time I go,
yeah.
We should take like we should like go out into the desert and I'll get
just
like
just go nuts with the photos.
Yeah, just get like some shots. Like I'll shave my head when I go and fucking we'll get some Tales from the Afternoon shots going on and then they can Photoshop shit in the background stuff.
I mean, I can extract them. They're video captures, so they wouldn't be as good as a picture. But I could put some up for some people to
yeah. I mean, cause
to go nuts on
anything. Fuck.
They're like, we need something, please.
You should put that shot up of you with the dust blowing behind.
I think it is somewhere already on
is
a
that,
pretty good quality.
That's a really
if you
nice,
look
that's a good shot of you. So
yeah, if you want to put me in the afternoon or just a random person.
Oh, sure,
from the
why
afternoon.
Not? What the fuck? I mean, yeah, you know, what the hell?
And
you
know, Sean, I did bring my camera. We can take some more pictures.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is that I'm very, very picky about background.
Yeah.
I'm very, very picky about background because I like to provide as best quality as I can.
Like really cool.
Like those shots that we're taking there were taken by Marge. Who
professional photographer.
She's a professional photographer. I'm going to have some more take. I'll probably have Scotty take a slide film. And
yeah.
He takes shots with slide film, which is fucking sex. They take awesome photos. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
High res, yeah.
Yeah, like uber high res. And the dude's like, did you guys see the picture of Whitby
awesome
Abbey above my mantle at my house?
Yeah.
Yeah, he took that. That's his shot.
Oh,
that's a photograph. That's not a poster. That's a photo he blew up and then gave to me and framed it. He framed all that whole thing himself and created that. He's a genius.
He should really put some stuff up on Quilt's site. That's a free art posting.
Yeah, I have. He gave me a copy of all of his photographs from the Isle of Skye.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Those
so
are
he's,
amazing
he's,
photos.
I've also got
too.
A copy of his book, which he wrote on the Isle
really?
Of Skye. Yeah.
I didn't know
and
he did that.
He's, I don't know if he's listening right now, but actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the book and do an audio version
there
of his book.
That would be
so
cool
people
for people
can,
to download.
So people can download it.
Nice.
He doesn't know that. And he's probably listening now going,
everyone be quiet.
Oh, shit. Because he's like, but,
going back to re-editing
he's a
it.
Single guy. And after I read
hey
this
ladies.
Book, no, I'm serious. After I read this book out, he will no longer be a single
he'll
guy.
He'll be this knight in shining armor.
No, he's
come
like,
to the Isle of Skye with me and live in my mud hut.
Pretty much. I'm like reading this and I'm like, wow. I mean, he's totally
yeah.
this like artistic, passionate man.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, why isn't some chick come along? It's because he doesn't go out and doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, wow. Like he's, you know, guys try to be cool and sensitive and all that kind of shit, and it's all bullshit because we're just waiting to get some. Okay, he's not like that. He's like the real deal. I'm like, wow, this is fucked up. So like, oh yeah, yeah. After that, my plan here to make money for Rant Radio. Here's my plan.
Yeah,
is I'm gonna do the audiobook.
Yeah.
Put his pictures up, and then I'm going to auction off the professor on eBay. Put him on eBay.
Yeah,
and
like
then,
a bachelor auction.
Yeah, we'll sell
him up and down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I figure we should break the $1 million
damn
mark.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put
right
him on eBay.
There.
Going on eBay.
Going on eBay.
Going on fucking eBay. So, yeah, very cool. All right, what was the other thing yet?
Next one is I've started Rant Radio.
Oh,
the chicks.
Oh,
Rant
the
Radio
chicks.
Listener page.
Oh, why, are those...
oh, why did you put that?
And it's like three hot chicks and Smokey.
You
and
asshole.
A great picture of Smokey, too. This is Smokey just after he took a really caustic shit. Like, holy cow.
As soon as you send me another better picture, that's...
Oh, yeah, I've got more.
Oh, wow. We got some. Who do we got there? We got...
Okay, you put your mouse over it, you can see who it is. Jules.
Jules.
Prune Squaller.
Prune Squaller. Who's a girl?
Girl.
Did you like that shot of Prune Squaller? I like the
that
other
was my
one.
Favorite one.
Really?
They were really all good.
Well,
right?
All good. I like the one with her with
just,
glasses was really kind of
is that because it's
sexy.
The
that was kind of nice.
Is that why you like it?
Why?
It's the most palest anorexic thing I've ever seen.
I don't know. Maybe.
Sapphire. That's
I just like that one.
And then we got Sapphire.
Sapphire.
And Smokehouse.
I mean, Jules has got like a Rant Radio. She's like, wrote it on a T-shirt.
Whatever,
there.
Dude.
Dedicated.
Moving right along. Okay, Smokehouse.
There.
Then DJ O'Drive.
Who needs to send a better picture?
He sent a really high-res photo.
And I, like, blew it up and
tried to get a good shot of a guy. Very cool guy, though. Who's that?
Leshek.
Was that Leshek?
Yeah.
Wow, he's, like, old. How old is he?
I don't know.
He looks older.
Looks older.
Okay. And Nixon. I think that's Nikon, but he's spelled with X's.
There you go. So, send it in, info@rantradio.com, and
yes,
you too could be famous.
Yeah, make them sexy topless photos.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're heavily, heavily overweight.
How can I be on the staff page and the listener page at the same time?
How can you be on what?
The staff page and the listener page at the same time.
I don't know. It's just crazy.
That's fucked up.
You listen, right?
Well, I have.
And your staff. You help out.
Yeah.
He just wants that picture gone. That's what he's after here.
Oh, I see.
Get rid of that fucking picture.
No, it's a good one. I like it.
My right?
Isn't that the one you're like just from the...
Yeah.
Out in the sun for 24 hours,
yes.
Baking.
You realize
this is Smokehouse, the sun fucked onion.
You realize my right arm is bigger than your whole body, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, is that it?
No.
Okay, what else?
The next thing, Fragmart.com. Fragmart.com.
Fragmart.com.
Rant Media is going to be there.
We are?
Yes. Well, I'm going to be there.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping you're going to be there.
I hope when is it?
It is August 22nd to August 25th.
What days?
Thursday to Sunday. I mean, it's a long event.
Yeah, I can be there during the days, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I got to work on some of the nights, but I can be there Thursday night for sure.
Rant Media is doing all like the audio-video stuff and doing the internet hookup and all that kind of thing. So we are representing.
Maybe Thursday night we could do a special broadcast from there.
Yeah.
Opening night.
Yeah.
We could hook something like that up.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely hook that up. Frozen Fox is going to be involved too. He's helping out. Like, it's a big community.
Maybe we should have like an internet community radio broadcast. We'll have like a five guys in a room. I'll be one of the guys or whatever. We'll get all.
Yeah, we're going to have like a little table and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that'd be cool.
The rant booth or whatever.
Hand out. Yeah, pieces
we'll bring
of paper
like, or something. Hand out paper
or
and
CDs or
ads and CDs.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Pirate Media.
So be there and sign up.
More to come on this. Actually, not that much more.
Not much more. 1 week or something. So sign up.
Jesus
if you're in the
Christ,
beast.
Could we have some better fucking promotion on this? Holy crap. This is like a huge fucking deal.
It is. It's a very big deal. Lots of people signing up. It's going to be a huge event. It's awesome.
Very
huge
cool.
Prizes. Like Uber prizes.
Really?
Tons and tons of sponsors.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fucking cool
really
is that?
Really big.
Okay, so if they want details about that and on the show, we'll
DJ Ahmad's going to be there spinning tunes, too.
Is he?
Yes.
Very cool.
Like
DJ Ahmad
awesome.
Kicks ass.
So, yeah, visit the page if you're going to be in the BC area. Drop them by, see us, meet us in person.
Because
you know you want to.
Because you know we're a wild party. Okay, so, yeah,
another big thing.
Another big thing. Jesus Christ.
I got lots of them.
What?
The SVCDs. I am done absolutely everything on the first SVCD of SKTFM.TV.
Oh, my God.
Except for the audio commentary. So Sean's got to come over here and just sit down, watch the show, make goofy comments about it.
Okay.
And then it'll be straight to you guys, the listeners.
Cool.
It is wicked. It looks like DVD.
Really?
You pop it in your DVD player or computer. DVD quality. Like, it's better than the VHS. VHS is gone. Forget it.
Really?
Cheaper to ship.
Wow.
Smaller. Play it anywhere.
Wow, sweet. So that's probably what we should burn and give out.
So you can listen to the regular commentary, or Sean and I talking about the background scenes and why we're doing this, how we met up with whoever. Like, it'll be really, really cool.
Okay.
Menu, interactive menu, little scroll, awesome stuff. It is wicked. It took me like 24 hours to figure all that out. It's
Wednesday night this week. I'm fucked. I got something I'm doing.
Oh, whenever, right?
But we'll hook up. Yeah, you bug me.
Sure.
Bug me. Okay.
No, it's awesome. People.
Yeah, no, it sounds cool. I totally want to do it.
Yeah, I'll show you after the show the menus and stuff.
Yeah, fat. Very fat. Okay, cool. What else?
I think you've got all this other stuff. I don't know if you've got this.
No. No, I've got that.
The color version of it?
No.
Okay.
You
want to save that to the one you
We'll
got?
Save that.
Okay.
What else we got
I think
here?
That's it. I think that's it. You got this
I've got
one?
Got that.
You got this one?
I've got
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, okay. It's all done then.
That's
don't
it?
Forget
it's
the posters, cool. Sumerian.
The posters?
Yes, the posters.
Oh, I said that last week.
Well, come on. Keep going. You know, the server's up. I'm gone, but the server's up.
Yeah, the flyers?
Yes.
Yes, the flyers that were made. Who made them?
I haven't seen
them. Did you make them? All right.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, you can explain them.
Well, I haven't seen these flyers. Go to the
Okay. Well, I set it up basically for each time zone. for the Sean Kennedy Show and all the other Rant Radio shows.
There they are. These flyers rock.
Yeah, including Off-Axis and
all the shows on Rant Radio.
All the quality shows of Rant Radio.
Wow.
And I mean, they're neat-looking flyers.
What did you think? Wow. How fucking cool
is that?
And
if your printer is low on ink, you can... Printer's low on ink, you can print out the black and white ones. Or not black and white, but non-colored background ones.
Non-psycho fucking...
wastering kind
but
of ones.
That's okay. That's why we have jobs, so we can go to work and print them on the work printer.
And it's like every time zone, whatever time zone you're in.
If you don't have a time zone listed that you need, email me. I'll get you what you need. Just give me your GMT offset.
I'm a fucking boy.
Isn't that awesome? And the PDFs, too, so everyone can do it.
Oh, nicely done.
It's like Rant Radio is the best talk shows you've never heard. So it has Sean Kennedy's show, Radio Free America. This one's loading slow because everyone's doing it now. Hacker Mind, Tales from the Afternoon, all of them, all the times. Awesome.
My computer at home is choking.
So.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because this is close to your house, right? Oh, well, it could be worse. Could be in the French Foreign Legion.
Very, very nice. Okay, that's a... I think the end. I don't know. Anything else that you guys can remember?
No, that's pretty cool. Now, for the other big news in my world.
Your world.
Yes, my world. Before we get on with the actual show content at close to 9 o'clock here, I got a dog.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is some fucked up shit.
So you got one.
I have one.
Not that dog.
What's that?
A new dog. Remember that dog?
No, yeah.
We posted the
dog. The original log dog, I didn't go with because, well, there's a couple of issues which I don't really want to get into, but there was some problems. So when we were down on the Oregon coast, remember the Oregon coast? Now, in order for it to be the Oregon coast, perfect, there had to be people running and playing and children running and playing with dogs and throwing frisbees, and they were running and jumping in slow motion and shit.
That's cute.
So the dark one went, we should get a dog again. Because she was the one who really decided that we shouldn't get a dog.
Because she had a dog, right?
She had a dog, and a lot of responsibility.
Dogs in her blood.
And she actually thinks about decisions before she makes them as opposed to me. So
I want a dog. Yeah, let's get a dog.
I'm like, dogs? I like dogs. Let's get five of them. So
let's make it an even 20.
Let's make
it even
20.
In the backyard.
Why fuck around? Some of them always die. You know. So I go down and I'm looking for dogs. Now in order to find a dog, she goes, we should get a dog. I'm like, great, get a dog, we will. And as soon
it's not like you're opposed to it. You're already thinking.
Yeah, I want to get the dog before she changes her mind again.
Quick,
it's too late, right?
Yeah.
So we get back and I'm like. We got back Monday night. Tuesday, I'm like, oh, God, I have to get my brain working. So Wednesday, it was Thursday, actually, by the time I actually managed to get out. Took off one morning, and I went down to go look for a dog.
Yeah.
And my father-in-law called me and said, hey, there's this guy who's got these things are called band dogs. They're like a cross between a pit bull and a mastiff.
Band, as in B-A-N-N-E-D, band?
No, as in band, as in B-A-N.
Oh, band dogs. Okay.
It's called a band dog. Okay. Don't ask me. So I go out there, and the chick who's selling them has got like a tattooer in her ear, and she's missing three of her front teeth, and she lives in a burned-out house.
Oh.
Fucking, like a KKK who's swinging from the trees. She's like, oh, whoa, get them dogs there. Fuck. You know, didn't I see you at the cheese factory? So I decided that I you know, I went, yeah, that's great. Yes, no, about a half hour ago. And I jumped back in my van and fucked off. So then I decided, well, fuck this. So I thought I'd go hit the pound. Now, there are 3 pounds within a driving distance of my place. The pound is the SPCA place where they send dogs to die.
Yes.
Now, the first pound I hit was the Langley pound. I am a big animal softy. I don't know if anyone knows this.
All of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I went to the Langley pound, and I'm like, walked by one bank of cells, went outside, tried to be manly, choked back tears, didn't really work.
Yeah.
Walked down the other side, come back out, and I'm like, God.
Gotta compose yourself.
It. Yeah, I'm in really
dogs are all looking at you, I guess. They're like,
they're staring at me and shit. I don't even want to talk about it. It was really brutal. But there wasn't the one there that I wanted. Like, there was a pit bull there, but he was like 4 years old, and I didn't know, and I've got a wife who's, you know. Like, I want to make sure that everything's cool.
No attacking.
Well, it's not just that. Any dog.
Yeah.
Like, I want to make sure the dog's going to live a long fucking time.
Yeah.
A pit bull is one of the least likely breeds to actually attack someone, but I'll get into that in a minute. So, I go hit the Langley pound. No, I was at the Surrey pound. It was the Langley pound.
Langley pound you said first, but...
Was it? Okay, it was the Surrey pound. Yeah, it was the Surrey pound next.
Okay.
Surrey pound. again, two banks of dogs. This time, and they're all like, we're dying, help us. I'm like, here I am, a dog owl, and I'm just going to go up and down the fences going, don't send us to the ovens. I'm like, this is great. So, but this time I'm a little bit harder, okay, yeah. You know, because I've steeled myself a little bit. And then I go through there, nothing. All like these scabbed out Rottweilers and shit. So I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. So then I go to the third pound.
Yeah.
Go up and down the aisles. Don't see anything until, no shit, I get to the very last cell.
Yeah.
And in the very last cell is this pit bull. Now, he's got like this cookies and dough kind of speckling all over his body, except for his eye, where I'll put a picture on where half his head is covered in this black sort of eye patch, and his other one's got like a little black circle around it. It's like some of the little rascals. And he's pretty tall. He's about 24 inches to the shoulder, weighs about 55 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't bark. Every other dog is going fucking batshit insane. Doesn't bark. He's sitting there wagging his tail. He says, can I take that pit bull out? Sure. Take him outside. Walk around a circle. Doesn't bark. Got him on the leash. Walk back inside the pound. There's a cat cage there with this biggest ass motherfucking ringworm infested nutty cat you've ever seen in your life in there. He puts his nose right up to the cage. Cat goes, Hadouken! Smokes the fucking dog in the eye. Bang! Whoa. With his claws, right? Dog blinks, looks at the cat, doesn't bark. Doesn't flinch, doesn't do fuck all.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, that's really odd. So, they go, so, what do you think? You know, because the lady's there, and the woman I was talking to was like Margaret Houlihan. She was like this blonde woman who's probably really great in the sack, but kind of scary looking all at the same time. She would have been like dominatrix mistress, but I found out she's part of the pet investigation. She's part of the pet investigation squad where, dogs are being abused, so we send this woman to investigate. Wow, I'll just steal myself up here. She goes, how long have you been doing this? About 12 years.
Ooh.
I'm like, ah.
She knows abuse then.
And I'm like, wow, I don't think I could do your job. She goes, some days I can't do my job. And I'm like, ah, wow. You're one hard bitch. Okay, anyway, so... Yeah, seriously, I couldn't do her job. I'd be like,
no way. It just be too hard.
Oh, fuck. I'd be like, well, what happened? There was no one at the house. Save the dogs, though. Place is abandoned. Yep. Need a new shovel. This one's worn out. So,
Don't know where they went.
Don't know where they went. Gone now. Can I have a tree chipper?
Blood came from.
Thank you so much. Yes. Put them in the freezer. Threw them in the river. Sturgeons ate them. So, it's just like a bad scene. So, I think about it. I'm like, well, yeah, fuck it. I'll get this dog. Why not? What the hell? It's a year old. It's got a beautiful temperament. Yeah, no, it's perfect because I want a dog that will live a long time, right? Yeah. So I'm like, live a year, whatever. Go back the next day. I put down a deposit so I can have the dog because they wouldn't let it go because they think it's a purebred. Well, everybody else sees it says, no, it's too big to be a purebred, but whatever. I don't give a fuck. So I go down there, pick up the dog, and bring him home, you know.
Yeah.
He's all like, sit in the van, doesn't bark, doesn't move, nothing.
Wow.
Comes inside the house. Lead him into the bedroom there. There's your bed. There's your chew toy. Picks up his chew toy, gets on his bed.
Whoa.
I'm like, okay.
He's not flinchy or anything. Eh?
No, not at all.
That's good.
And I'm like, okay, that's fucked up. Go sit down. 6 o'clock in the morning, next morning. I'm woken up by the dog looking at me. And he says, excuse me, I need to go to the bathroom. And I said, okay. And I got up, let the dog out, went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Came back in, said thank you. Went back, picked up his chew toy, got back in bed.
Wow.
Okay, creepiness ensues. I'm like, very weird. Go back to bed. Then I'm like, sit. Making little hand sign. He sits. He can shake a paw. I've had the dog for 2 fucking days.
I'm well like, trained.
Yeah, the dog is... I'm like, what? I phone up the pound. I'm like, what's the story behind this dog? We found him in this strange crop circle. No, the story behind the dog is that he was a stray. Still had his dew claws, one was unneutered. Didn't get cropped, which is cool, because I'm not into mutilating animals.
No kidding.
And I'm like, okay, fucking wild. So, the Dark One's birthday. Big birthday party! Kids and whole churchy party. Everyone's over there. Barbecue.
Yeah, everyone's meat everywhere.
Everyone's sitting on little stools outside in paper plates with little summer sausages. Food, dog's food, walking food. Around, doesn't even try for a plate.
Wow.
Stays next to me the whole time. Little children, nothing. I'm like, this is fucking creepy.
Best behaved dog in the world.
I'm like best behaved dog in the world. So, this is my dog. And after 2 days, I'm not giving it back. That's it.
Not a chance.
I felt total separation anxiety just coming out here tonight.
Wow.
And leaving the dog. But I thought, well, you know, I got to ask Sam before I bring the dog by. And I know you're a big dog person actually as well.
Yeah, I love dogs.
Yeah.
Well behaved dogs, yes.
Yeah, uber well behaved. Like, these guys who will back me up.
Are beautiful dogs.
Yeah.
well-behaved dog that I have ever seen.
Yeah, it's nutty. It's bizarre.
Oh, yeah. Bring him next time. If he's that well-behaved, like,
oh,
he's damn.
He's nutty well-behaved. And I named him.
Yeah.
I
gave him dogs aren't allowed in here, so you have to sneak him in. So. Dogs, cats, anything.
Yeah, so you can't bring that dog in here.
Attack!
Yeah. No, fuck you. He's not a dog. He's my friend. Suck my ass.
I'm blind. I can't see.
Yeah,
smack
I'll just get a white cane, one of those sword cane jobbies. Tink, tink, dog's on a log near. Shink!
I'm this dog.
Oh, I am a big weak fuck when it comes to dogs. But, yeah, like, Smoke, I was right. I'm the biggest pussy.
Pathetically soft. This car passes, and he's like, look, that car has a dog in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, sick.
Dog! Dog!
I'm like,
it's not my dog, but it's a dog.
I don't have my
flagging
dog.
Flagging him the wave. Can I pet your dog?
I miss him right now. Wow. Like, right now, I'm sitting here, and I miss
that
the
good.
Dog. Oh, yeah. Fucking amazing. Better than the best dog I ever had.
Wow.
Like,
nice.
Like, he's an amazing dog. So I'm like, wow, this is the coolest shit ever. So I'm very cool about that. I'm very, very happy. I'm going to be getting pictures on the web, and everybody will be able to see him. And he'll be
show
going.
His dog.
Well, it's cool because he's going to be coming to every single function.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get a dog there, he's coming.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. So cool. If I can get a dog at Fragmark, he'll go to Fragmark.
Yeah.
He's fucking rad.
They had a dog show there, so probably okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
That was the last event they had there.
Really?
I'm sure Red. I don't know. Ask Red 5.
I'm bringing
I'm
the
sure
dog.
It's cool.
It's better to beg forgiveness than ask permission, so
right.
Fuck that. But, yeah, no, it's very, very cool. Very, very cool. He'll be around. So, and his name
is
Ranger.
Ranger dog.
Yeah, Ranger.
Cool.
Ranger! So I'm getting
it sounds like out of like a 50s black and white adventure TV show with a kid
Ranger.
And his dog.
Ranger! Yeah, it's great.
It's
great
Buddy
dog.
And Ranger, his dog.
Do you know what the nationality of pit bulls is? Where they come from?
No,
Ireland.
Really?
They're Irish.
That's right in there. You go.
Yeah, they're not American whatsoever. He hates horses, doesn't like the sunlight. He's amazing. He's a dog after my own heart. Anyway, enough.
Drinks like a motherfucker.
Drinks like a motherfucker. Pisses like a motherfucker, too. But anyway, we'll get into
I need
that.
To go out again.
Enough gushing about my fucking dog. Next in line, we have the feedbacks. We have listeners' picks from DJ O'Drive, which we already covered, so we don't need to cover that again. And we got more fan art, which we already covered from Rigger X. The second
story.
Fan art from which one was that? Oh, that was the one with the knives and the candles. Was Rigger X?
Oh, that was beautiful.
That's a very fucking cool.
I love that one.
News
it's
flash.
Like the perfect atmosphere. It's like just
newsflash again. Prune Squaller's a girl.
Whoop whoop whoop.
And she's
whoop.
A cutie. Now, super cool wallpaper from elite.org. I'm just wondering.
That's the one with the knife.
Is that?
That's the one with the knife.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Rigger X did some cool art paper as well.
I don't know where that one is.
Fuck it. Goon Squad did a really cool piece of art.
This
from
is great.
This is some funny shit, which is the SKTFM action figure. How fucking cool is this?
And it says stuff.
And it says stuff. What? I didn't read that part.
Really?
No,
okay,
I didn't.
Okay, we're going to do the says stuff on the air, so.
Okay, because I'll actually say what it says. Post it. Post
no,
it.
No, it says stuff.
And Sean, who names people, named his dog Ranger. Yes, yes, it's true, I know. I had to make it okay with my wife. Anyway.
I don't think you quite understand. It says stuff.
Oh.
Goon Squad! Fuck you, you fucking fuckers!
Holy cow, that's...
Wait, I'm going to turn up the volume here.
That's really insane. It's like anime.
Goon Squad arc, you fucking cunt! Fuck you, you fucking fuckers! Goon Squad! Fuck you, you fucking fuckers!
So I think it says just three phrases.
And he actually put the one with cunt in there, too, which is great. Yes, I wondered why.
Goon Squad arc, you fucking cunt!
There you go. You like it. You love it.
Good for the whole family.
Oh, yeah. Fun doll to buy.
Wow. Just put that up against the Arlie Ermy doll and see who comes out on top.
And it's got accessories.
And it's like animated, like the mouth like moves and stuff.
I looked at it, and then it went... Oh, it actually says stuff. Wow.
Wow, I didn't know it actually said stuff.
Yeah, it's got the WAP, it's got the microphone,
okay.
Interchangeable hands.
It Fungus is opening his own tattoo store. And so,
yeah,
he is. So he doesn't have time to be doing this stuff.
No kidding, huh?
Like, dude, what are you doing? That's crazy.
There's
holy
the Kukri.
Crap. He's got the sacred blessed Kukri, actually.
And the bonus severed head of a cultist.
You betcha. You betcha. Wow, dude. That's
not amazing?
Like, what do you say to something like that? Like...
You go, just sit in amazement, I guess.
I'll just sit here and go, wow, you're really cool. And
we're not worthy.
Oh
we're not
God.
Worthy.
Yeah, we suck. We've been doing this too long. Okay, so that said, let's get into the halftime music so I can go take a piss. I've got one of the songs I want to have played is Dogma from KMFDN, because this week I'm talking about how incredibly fucked our Western culture is. I know that we were talking a lot in the beginning about how great everything is, but you know what? There's a point to this fucking show. There's a point to this radio station, and this is why. So get into the mood, because I'm going to hit you with some really heavy shit, and if you're kind of sensitive, you probably don't want to look at the links I'm about to throw up, because there's some very evil shit I'm about to put on this show. Okay? So all bullshit aside, guys, things are really getting fucked up with our culture in the West here, and we better do something about it. And it's up to us, because nobody else will, because nobody else fucking cares. So, yeah, check this out, give a listen, and we'll be back after the halftime music to explain why, Internet, we have a problem.
And we have some new music.
From?
DJ Ojive.
Cool.
Which one do you want? Desert Phone or Runaway Survival?
Let's do Desert Phone. Let's go, and we'll put Dogma's the last thing.
Right.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Here on RightRadio.com. The government has to do things and ban things and destroy things in order to keep you safe, because you're too fucking stupid to stay alive in a modern everyday culture. Oh, I'm sorry. People jump off of bridges, so we're going to make bridges illegal. Talk about bullshit. Talking about the Mojave Desert payphone. Anybody remember this thing? It was a payphone in the middle of the fucking desert, which became a phenomenon. You see, a good buddy of mine was talking to me, and she said,
oh yeah, we went down there, we checked it out, very cool.
Well, concept is it's a payphone in the middle of fucking nowhere, okay? People can phone it. And it got on the internet with the modern media, and everybody blew it all over the world. People were phoning this thing. They were phoning this thing from all the planet. And there was a guy that was Desert Chad. He was answering the phone. It was cool. Drinking his Baileys and shit. It fucking ruled. And you know what? The Parks Board took it down because retarded people tried to drive out to the middle of the Mojave Desert to go to the payphone. Because they took down this modern phenomenon spectacle because people were hurting themselves because they would drive out there to radius and end of water. And therefore, they had to take it down to the good of all. To the good of all, we must destroy this phenomenon because it's too dangerous. Shitty when the government has to do things and ban things and destroy things in order to keep you safe, because you're too fucking stupid to stay alive in a modern everyday culture. That phone is gone now. It's gone. Dial tone is no longer present. You cannot make a call. Talk about bullshit. It sucks. It sucks bad, and there's not a fucking thing you can do about it. Sorry, people jump off of bridges, so we're going to make bridges illegal. It sucks bad, and there's not a fucking thing you can do about it. Hey, listen, some fucking asshole is too dumb to realize if I drive in the middle of the desert, I should bring some water, or I will die. It's not natural selection in action. I don't really see a problem here, but no, we have to fucking deal with this. I lost that phone is gone now. It's gone. Dial tone is no longer present. You cannot make a call. What if I broke down? Now I couldn't make that call. It sucks. It sucks bad. And there's not a fucking thing you can do about it. And that's because people are not willing to take responsibility for themselves. Talk about bullshit. You know what's really
in order to keep you safe, because you're too fucking stupid to stay alive in a modern everyday culture. Oh, I'm sorry, people jump off of bridges, so we're going to make bridges illegal. The government has to do things and ban things and destroy things in order to keep you safe, because you're too fucking stupid to stay alive in a modern everyday culture. My name is Sean Kennedy. I am a fucking man.
I'm trying to let my wife know that the antibiotics are in the van. So I guess she jumped into the, is she in the room? Dark one? Where is she?
Down. There it is. There.
Oh, Dark One. Dark One, cool. So she did jump in the room. Yeah. So somebody let her know in the channel here that the antibiotics are in my camouflage bag in my van, and it's unlocked. So she says she's going to go check. Hey, I got to keep trying, right? Way to go. Thanks, Terrell, for passing on. That's the power of the Internet. I'm broadcasting. Everybody just helped look after my dog. Thank you, Internet. Now, enough of the bullshit. Some interesting news. Okay, kid, the world is not getting better. The world, kids, is getting worse, and we are becoming an enslaved culture with entirely too focused on cash and the physical world. What kind of a world do we live in when 8-month-old children are raped? Yeah, Brian and Dark Elf passed this thing along to me. We're going to post that link in the IRC now. An 8-month-old girl was found raped. She's not actually a girl at that point. She's still just an infant, 8 months old. I mean, where and how would that happen? The reason why things like that happen is because of idealists who go on these. This is why me and Girl on the Left used to get into it, because essentially humans are kind of like, well, shit. There's a lot of fucking scumbags out there, and they need to be killed. This is why I'm a fan of the death penalty, and I know that Tim's not, but, you know, sometimes the world is a bad place, and sometimes people need to die. And when people rape 8-year-olds, or, pardon me, 8-month-olds, I mean 8-year-olds, that's old news. You can go to any flesh pit in Thailand, and they got it on their fucking website, so you can have sex with whatever you want. They don't actually say that, but they may as well. And it's a sex world. And we know that, that's nothing new there. Okay, we knew it was a sick world. You knew it was a sick world. And how sick it is now is that people are looking for human extinction, voluntary human extinction movements, which is a website which talks about the voluntary human extinction movement. Now, I don't know if this is a gag, but from the bug, he sent this to me. He said, I've known about the site for a while, but I don't think you have. It's basically a concept for stopping human breeding to solve the world's problems, etc. Less people, less problems. I got reminded after listening to last week's Tales of the After Now show about killing. And when is that the solution? Is to just stop breeding so we slowly all die out? Like, what's that about? You know, no, that's not the answer, guys. The answer, guys, is for us to stop trying to protest everything else that's going on in the world and for us to start looking after ourselves. It's time for us to stop being so goddamn selfish. It's time for us to start being selfish, to be honest with you. We're too focused on everybody else in the whole world. We're too focused because we know that the world is shit. And in order to stop from affecting our own lives, we want to distract ourselves, so we become protesters, and we go out, we protest, we do this, we do that, when our own lives are shit. We're still taking drugs, we're still smoking, we're still being abusive to ourselves and to others, and we're really not changing anything, we're really not being positive. So, what the fuck? You know? So, we have the voluntary extinction movement. But what can you expect from a society in the West, and what can you expect from as well as a society in the UK? I mean, it's not just the West, it's the UK as well. Rigor X. Here's a meaty one. From Rigor X. I have a few things that you can use in your next show, or a future show maybe, if you want to say something about ethics. And then there's the Huntington case. Now, I don't know if you're a big fan of eating meat or whatever, that's fine. Okay? But, I mean, I've never been at a farm when they're castrating bulls. I had it described to me just a few weeks ago, and it kind of made my stomach turn, and especially after you watch Baraka 2 or 3 times. Then you have Huntington and the website Huntington Sucks. Danger. This is one of the most hideous sites I've been to on the web. Huntington Sucks is a website which talks about a Huntington research laboratory in England where they still do animal testing on primates, on chimpanzees, cut the tops of their heads off, attach electrodes to them. If you have blood running through your body and you even remotely give a fuck about animals, be careful how you walk around on that site, okay? On that site features much more information about it, also a virtual sit-in. Also look for the gallery for some really evil and fucked up shit. It makes it very interesting, so you can help fucking around with Huntington and shutting these cocksuckers down. If you mention it on the show, every person who helps is good, and since you reach a lot of people, you can do lots of good. Yeah, if you wanted to get behind something, and if, I don't know, there's people out there who miss the old days of cult where we used to clear landmines and actually do some good and, you know, save the rainforest and shit, if I still had the power, I'd wave the sword and we'd be fucking declaring war on these cunts, because they're, yeah, I got a real problem with that shit. So, Huntington sucks. Tread lightly when you go there. It's some evil shit. And let's not forget, in our society, because of the massive lack of ethics, this is due to ethics. See, we're all concerned. I personally believe that people are comprised of three things. You get your physical, mental, and spiritual. And people are going to, whoa, Sean, what are you talking about? No, seriously. Okay, everyone's spiritual about something. You'd be spiritual about surfing. Surfers are a prime example of it. Those people have balance, okay? They get spiritual about the ocean. They got physical because they're exercising every day. And they got the mental because they know exactly what it is they're going to do. And they're perfectly happy people. And everybody hates them because they think they're on counterproductive and not productive. A lot of sports people who get very, very into their sports take a spiritual attachment to it. People can be spiritual about the internet. They can be spiritual about martial arts, yoga, zen, whatever, your dog, whatever you think. There's a lot of people who need to be spiritual. And it's part of us. If you think about it, spiritualism has been part of our culture for years. That's one of the original reasons why we started all doing drugs. That's why we started doing mushrooms. That's why Hasidic Jews, and I think it's Hasidic Jews, wear those funky hats. Those hats are actually have their roots in mushrooms, believe it or not. That's why it's there. But I'm not going to get into that because I could open myself up. I'm not really solid on my facts, so I should wait out on that. But drugs have been prominent in many, many cultures, almost all world religions, because it's people and spiritualism. We as people... That's why, why do you think there's such an obsession with the supernatural? Why is everyone after that? Because they're looking for something spiritual. It's because of that people's search for spiritualism that the predators move in and they start breeding these cults. Okay? The cults. And the cults, you can't talk about cults when you can't talk about things like Scientology. I got an email from Australia, from Pretender, and it reads as follows. I am fucking pissed off. A friend from the U.S. dislikes Scientology as much as I am, which is a lot because I hate it with a passion, sent me this link to www.scientology.org and said, look down the left and find a there's a page that finds churches around the world. So I look, and lo and behold, Australia makes the fucking list. God damn. It was to my knowledge that Scientology was banned in Australia. Dude, I wish you would get the message and just go suck on a thumping Raja. Gotta love the Australians. In words you will understand, suck cock. Scientology locations in Australia. In Adelaide, I guess, they got the websites here. Brisbane, Canberra, Sydney, and Melbourne. So they have well and truly infiltrated Australia. Now I live in Canberra, and I'm not fucking happy to find out that I'm 10 minutes drive from their church. If you can call it that. I call it Resident Evil, but why destroy the game of a good movie? Anyway, blast out another rant on Scientology. Soon, mate, because with Scientology, there is always more room to rag. Regards, Pretender in Australia. Yeah, there's always more room to rag, but Scientology is just a symptom, okay? And because of that symptom, they're preying on people's need for spiritualism. They're looking for something more. Life is more than just cash. Life is more than just your job. You are not your fucking latte, but you don't know what you are. All you want is a head rush. All you want to do is be outside of yourself for a while. That's why I played that song. There's so much truth in that. And now, because of the amount of profit they've been able to have, Scientology is building a brand new fortress. Yes, a huge fortress is being built. You can get all the details that are out there. And a lot of people wonder, well, John, they're just a religious movement. Why are you preaching hate? Okay, someone asked me in the forums, what started my love affair with Scientology? Good question, fair question, no problem. If you'd like to know why I fucking hate Scientology, here's a website, xenu.net, and that will go through bit by bit and explain everything you need to know about Scientology and why it's pretty much the seventh evil of the world. There are other great evils in the world, like there's Sun Myung Moon and all these other cults that happen. Okay, but xenu.net will show how these people don't believe they're right. They know what they're doing is wrong, and they're killing people, and they're destroying minds, and they're destroying our society. They are not responsible for all the hate that goes on in our society. I'm not saying they are, but there's nothing good that can come of this religion. Even the Taliban has got more positive shit than Scientologists do. Okay, it's just unreal. So don't take my word for it. Do research yourself. Get a check somehow and go check out xenu.net. The reason why we don't hear about it, the reason why the only people like Dis Radio and Skull Crew and Rant Radio and stuff like that is because it's all controlled by the core politicals and nobody wants to say anything. Why do you think Battlefield Earth got ragged on so bad in the press? Why do you think that was? Come on, let's be real. There are worse movies out there. like Britney Spears' last film, for example. Or Glimmer, that one with fucking What's-Her-Face. Okay? There's a lot of really shitty, bad films out there. Why was Battlefield Earth so hacked on? It was hacked on because everybody knows, higher up, that Scientology is fucking evil. So they can only hit strike back the way they can because they got their rabid Scientology cultist lawyers hanging in the foreground waiting to kill people. They took Keith Henson and had him arrested at gunpoint inside of Canada and then deported to the States. Okay, these people are, they are the core political church. Okay, that is what the future of these cults is going to be. They're getting more and more power, more and more money by exploiting innocent people and destroying them, burning them out, throwing them by the wayside. They're just farming humanity to get cash. It's a sick, sick state of affairs. And the only place you're going to hear about it, the only place you're going to ever hear about it, is on Rant Radio, is on Disc Radio, is on Skull Crew, is on these sites where we come out of the trenches and we tell you the truth. We know what's going on. Yeah, we're wall-to-wall blowjobs and our language is a little strong, but guys, we make a point. Okay? We're not doing this because, yeah, sometimes it's a lot of fun. It's cool to get some art made, but if that's all it was, we wouldn't have been around for 4 years. Okay, there's a valid point here. There's something that we're trying to do. We're trying to accomplish. And every day, I'm trying to think of a better way that we can reach out and we can actually make a difference in the world for the positive. Not just so you sit there and you wind up going to another peace seminar and you wind up paying $80 so you can get your oral cleansing. You trade in one church for another one. And if that doesn't work, well, you wave your sign around, don't eat any beef, and then for all the wrong reasons. You know, what the fuck, guys? We got to stop. We got to start focusing on ourselves. We got to get rid of all this media conglomerate bullshit that's going on in our world. We got to focus in on ourselves. We got to turn it all off and decide what it is we want, what we could do, and who we are. Because it's just like in Tales of the Afternow. When is it that you are a self-aware person? Is it when you, you know, look around and go with whatever you're programmed to do on TV? Or is it when you stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do that. No, that isn't for me. I am my own person. This is what I'm going to do. You know, and you got to be careful when you do that. Because the minute you do that, you're labeled an extremist. You're labeled an extremist. Now, Frozen Fox, he gave me an awesome site where we could go to get some information. Disc Radio, one of our excellent brothers in arms. Hey, here's an interesting link you would like to know about. A site that posts controversial and pulled news stories. Cool articles about the Navy giving their pilots speed, CIA sending SWAT teams into journalists' homes, etc. And that's thememoryhole.org. If you guys want to check that out, I don't know if you've ever been there. I've never seen this site before. Very, very cool. And they've got a lot of pulled news stories. This is shit that, you know, people just, you know, they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know.
Like the FBI's file on the Columbine Massacre.
Yeah, they don't like stuff like that. Okay, they don't want information out there because, again, knowledge is controlled by the core political. And that's why the real reason behind Tariff 22, that's why you've got CARP, that's why you've got all this out there, is because they're trying to shut us down. They're trying to shut it down so that we can stop sending the information to you.
Subversively, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you don't know about it, we're not going to put it in the big media.
Yeah, you know, keep the farmers stupid. Don't teach them how to read. Okay, and what they're doing is they're unteaching us how to read. Rather than unteaching us how to read, they're just distracting us. How long before everything gets copyrighted? Tales from the Afternow is not so subtle a warning, guys. Okay? The following site was sent to me, and it shows about ideas of, like, the listener's license. Remember the listener's license? Made that up? Yeah. Music, cash, Coca-Cola, all that good stuff. Here's a link.
Sean's 15 minutes ahead of his time.
Yeah, 15 minutes into the future. List the rules and terms for promotion from Coke where you get certificates from $3 to $5 for use in music retailers. You must mail the original register receipt, the rebate form, which asks for personal information, and your email address. You also have to check the spam e-box to allow Coke to email you whatever they think might raise sales. Now, granted, this seems to be a pitiful, harmless promotion to get your drink more pop, but aren't you agreeing there are rules to get discounts on music? Sounds exactly like the start of the listener's license. Oh, I forgot to mention, Canadians are not allowed to participate. Sorry, it's off to the wastelands with you. That's from Coppertop. Okay. Yeah. Guys, do you think I come up with this shit off the cuff because I just think it's cool? No, it's because I've been running around on the web for 5 fucking years, and I know trends when I see them. Okay, I can read these things. It doesn't make me a prophet or nothing like that. It's just like reading a book. It's like when you're looking at the horse race and one guy's 200 miles ahead, you can see who's going to win the race and you can tell how this thing's going to turn out. And it's looking painfully real how this is all going to turn out. Don't like that? How about a little bit more? How about mandatory conscription? This is from a straight little biatch. And this I won't actually give you the link because it's from the New York Post. I won't bother with all that shit. Okay. How about this little BS straight from the New York Post from, by the way, of Joho? Want soldiers? Bush says no child left behind. A new law gives the U.S. military recruiters the right to demand high schools to turn over names, phone numbers, and addresses of their students or risk losing federal funds. Selective Service complained that it was previously difficult to get a welcome from recruiters in high schools. Parents will have the option to call the school and opt out of having their child's information given out. Critics say, yeah, if you call us and tell us not to, we won't do it. But if you don't call us because you're too busy, because you work three jobs, because you were living in a wage slave state, yeah, we're going to give away your children's information to the government so they can turn them into weapons. Critics say that the new law is reminiscent of the Big Brother tactics. Supporters say it was necessary, pointing out statistics as such as 49% of men in New York registered with the draft when they turn 18.
Only 49%?
Only 49%, so we only get half the men in New York, which makes, you know, the other half who get left behind a much better chance of getting some pussy. But nevertheless, I mean, guys, it's not funny. And, oh, never forget, Internet people like us, yes, listeners like you and me, we're terrorists. Turns out about the stuff with hackers getting life penalties from the BBC, full link below, also from Joho. This is another wonderful, wonderful...
Terrorists!
Yeah, we're terrorists.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hackers could face life in jail. Hi, I looked into some information you didn't want me to have that involved, like, potential cures for diseases, and now I get to spend the rest of my life behind bars.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have any recourse here? No. I get ass rammed.
There's good old poster boy, Kevin Mitnick.
There's Kevin Mitnick, who's lost a lot of weight.
Wow, he has lost a lot of weight.
He's lost a ton of weight. He looks
what
like
happens
he,
in jail.
He looks like Egon, yeah. But it's, guys, what's going on? We've got a problem, okay? We need to stop fucking around here. We need to start, well, what can we do, Sean? Like, Sean, what do we do? What you do is... You stop buying into the lie. You got to stop. You got to unplug a little bit. You got to determine who you are, what direction you want to go, and make a firm decision. Stop following the pack. People in the RSC channel right now, everybody wants to help, but even then, people are giving advice. They come in there looking for advice. Everyone's looking for direction. It's like the Eagles song, Learn to Be Still. Okay, you got to learn to be still and choose your own path. This is sounding familiar? Yeah, this is what I wanted to do with Cult back in the day. I wanted to give people a way that they could choose their own path. I fucked it up. I didn't do it. Think it through well enough. I'm going to do something else sometime that will maybe try to help with that, but we won't talk about that right now. Okay? Meantime, in between time, guys, we got to start thinking about what direction we're going. You can't change the world. You can only change yourself. And if enough people change themselves, then they can change the world. Okay? No one's going to listen to some fucking fleabag, tick-ridden motherfucker waving a sign with a bushy beard who weighs 15 pounds. Okay? It's just not going to happen. Okay? What kind of a world do we live in where the Ibis Tech makes tanks for the masses? Yes, the war wagon. You got to know when you've got a 50 cal in the back of your truck when you're driving to and from dropping off your kids at school that works on a turret mount so you can spray and pray. You need to start looking at your social structure, kids. Okay, you need to start looking at what's going on around you. You need to start looking at what's happening. There's some fucked up shit going on in the world. Okay, why do we need this vehicle? Because our society is fucked, okay? It's not hopeless, though, okay? We can win. There is hope, okay? Stuff is happening that helps us out. One of the best ones I've seen in a while, Matt sent me a link that showed me a Scientology getting ass-fucked. It was posted on Skull Crew. Rather pleased about this. Let's go to that one, shall we? On Skull Crew, the post reads... Nearly 22 years ago, Lawrence Wolfersheim, a disaffected member of the Church of Scientology, filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles accusing the church of mental abuse that pushed him to the brink of suicide. One of many. Teams of lawyers and various rulings came and went, but it was the U.S. Supreme Court judgments against the church hit $30 million and then dropped to $2.5 million. But the Church of Scientology never paid until yesterday, when officials wrote a check for more than $8.5 million to end the case, one of the longest running in California history. A big congrats. Let's see if he can live long enough to spend any of that cash. Okay? And unfortunately, that's very true. Death threats are quite common from the Church of Scientology. Because after all, they're the real terrorists. Okay? People who take your loved ones and drive them from you, drive them from your families. If that's not a terrorist act, I don't really know what is. Now, another positive thing that's happened. I mean, it's good that we won, but that's a battle. That's not the war. We need to keep up so we can win the war. Okay? Never mind the battles. You got to focus on the war. Argentina has adopted open source. Very, very cool from Apple Links. This is an interesting story. And if more countries like Canada were to step up and do that, it would be really, really cool. Good link from Bastard Guy. Now, there's a the only way that we can fight also is a lot of people have artistic skill. Okay, a lot of people have artistic skill, and we need media. Don't hate the media. Become the media. Okay? People should, like, stand up, do what they can. If you can just do a little bit of art, then do make a comic. Make a point. Tell people, spread the virus. That's what spreading the virus is. This is an artistic thing called apathy, which is a kind of it makes a few interesting points, but it's just an example of the kind of stuff that can be done. Hybrid Theory sent me up with this. Very, very cool. Okay, and it's what we need. We need more of that, okay? Looks like everybody in their
hammer, dog. hammer looks on
like
the server.
We just Sean Kennedy their server. Moving yes, right along, there is some hope for technology. I've long since said that technology is simply nothing more than man's physical manifestation of his will. Okay, technology is the physical manifestation of man's will. And self-replicating droids, which creature who's in the studio sent this to me. Very, very cool from the BBC. Self-replicating droids. Can't go wrong there. See the movie Screamers much? Very, very cool. Also, we do have methods to protect ourselves. There are methods to protect ourselves. Yes, quantum computers have made cryptography unable to be useful. However, now we have quantum cryptography. Yes, we have a quantum cipher, which gives the ability to have essentially light encode your stuff. I don't really understand the kind of nosebleed physics that's involved with this, but looks kind of cool. And
it's
anything,
all good.
Anything that can keep me safe, hey, I think that's an okay thing. Okay? Info, recommended media. Guys, I don't know if I've recommended this before, but you want to read No Logo. Somebody find a link to that and post it in the IRC, if you please. It's by Naomi Klein. Naomi Klein. Okay, the book is called No Logo. It's not the gospel, but it's got some good ideas. Read it, okay? Read the fucking book.
Inside about corporations and
it lets you know that it's not... I'm not just making this shit up, okay? I'm not just some freak-out, paranoid fuck screaming this shit into the internet. No, that's not the case, okay?
She went to slave labor corporations, watched the workers.
Really?
It's brutal book.
I haven't actually had a chance to read it yet, which is kind of a shame, but Sim has read it and like a number of times.
She's great.
Yeah, it's a very, very good book.
Hot, too.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Well, that's all that matters.
Lives here, too.
What?
Yeah, she's Vancouver.
Really?
Yeah.
We should get her on the show.
Yeah, she writes for the BBC, too.
We should get her on the show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be fun. I mean, I don't know if she would. I mean, we suck. We're in an interview. Well, she might, actually. She
yeah,
might
maybe.
Be listening to the show. I mean, who knows? Maybe she's listening right now.
You never know.
Doubt it, but, you know. One of the best things you can do that you have to do is whenever you're sitting around the water cooler and people are talking about their new Nike shoes and stuff like that, why don't you just drop a little bit of knowledge on them? Why don't you just say, hey, yeah, you know, there's a lot of kids who are dying to make those shoes. People hate that stuff. When you throw reality in their face,
they're like,
it really pisses them off.
What are they going to say back?
Well, I have to get these clothes.
They needed jobs.
What am I supposed to do? Because people don't have another option, okay? Yeah. If the best thing you can do, rather than being conflictory?
Sure.
Conflictory.
Let's add that to the dictionary. That's conflictory.
Conflictory. What am I thinking of? Combative?
Sure.
Conflictive. Word.
Convoluted.
rather than causing problems, what you can do is you can actually just give them an option. Give them the show. Let them know what's going on. Slowly bring them in. Let them read a copy of No Logo. Expose the truth to them. The best site for information, add this to your daily check folder. Go check out thememoryhole.org. Okay, all one word, www.thememoryhole.org. Very, very cool. Okay. Upcoming local events. Fragmart is coming up.
Fragmart.
In case you didn't catch that earlier, what's the dates on that again, Sim?
It is the 22nd to the 25th of this month. Fragmart.com. Go there. Register.
22nd to 25th of this
month.
Lots
of fun. Gaming, killing, virtual people.
That's right. Because the family
big prizes.
kills together. And after all, you know, how much longer do you think we're really going to be able to have these kind of fragmarts and gatherings and large open social groups where everyone can broadcast and have a good time?
No more than two people may gather at any place at any time.
Mind Pirate, the Emperor wears no clothes. Drove me insane, so I don't think I can tackle another book, Sean.
yeah another recommended Sean book.
Yeah, don't.
My brain hurts.
If you want to think, then read the books I tell you to read. Because people are like, well, you're like the Oprah Club. You're like a cult. Well, true. Oprah is a kind of a cult. She tells you what to eat, what to think, what to read, what books to buy. I don't care what if you buy these, if you steal them, I don't give a fuck. But we got to get this information out there. And I promise you, Oprah will never recommend the Oprah wears no fucking clothes. Digital baptisms. Yeah. No one to name. Sorry for coming out. But in closing, I do have some shouts out, which is mentioned on the site. A while back, when cult was still in its heyday, there was a little girl named Ashley who showed up and set up a computer for her. And she's dead. She died. Cancer won. But, you know, that's how it goes. But at least we did what we could to try to make... you can't help them all. You can't help them all. You can't save every dog from the pound. You can't save every child from dying. But you got to do what you can in your world to make a difference. And fuck what everyone else says. Okay? And the guys who are making a difference right now is the guys at Dis Radio, who are in the local Langley Rag. Thanks for coming out. Very, very cool. Becoming the media. That's the best thing they can do. Smokehouse was on their show last night. All the boys were there. It's very, very cool. We are a community. People do not drive 50 fucking hours, okay, across North America to hang out with people if there's nothing more than just a cosmic hand job, as Uncle Dak used to say. Okay? There's something going on here. There's something happening. We need to be aware of it. We have to be aware that we can make a difference. It's not bullshit. I know you feel like you're alone. I know you feel like you're small. You got nothing going on. What the fuck can I do in my hick town? Do what you can do. I don't know. What can you do in your small hick town? You know, can you read? Can you get information? Can you get research? Can you write high school papers? Can you? Because that teacher has to read those papers. Wow. Talk about a prisoner audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Enter competitions. Do what you can do. Raise awareness in your town. That's what you got to do. Okay? And everybody who's in the IRC tonight can do that. The people in the IRC tonight who managed to make it to this show, look at these segues I'm doing. Aren't they great?
They're awesome.
Aren't they good? Segway, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle, Sea Ninja, Cerulean, Shandiv Overtime, Chemical X Girl. Chemical X Girl?
Here, take another drink, though.
Do you know how much I've talked tonight? Holy shit.
Lots and lots.
Again.
And while Sean's taking a drink, there's a new show on Rant Radio.
What?
Coming on.
Excellent.
Le Chek is doing a show.
Oh, he's the one with the hot wife.
And and it's called Magic for the Masses. And he will be talking about, the tagline's Questioning Reality, One Mind at a Time. It's all about spirituality, magic, religious stuff, religions.
Wow.
All encompassed into one show.
Very, very
cool. I thought that was such a cool concept that I said, yeah, you got the show. You got it.
Very, very cool.
Let's check. It'll be on first show August 17th, which is this upcoming Saturday, I think. Check the schedule on rantradio.com.
Very, very cool. Yes. Leshek is a very cool guy. I've talked to him a lot. I've been telling him to do his own show. I told him to do his own. Well, right on. Good for you, man.
If you want your own show, too. Just read the Rant Radio page in the FAQ. And also, you can go to the forums and propose your show in the forums. There's, like, new show idea, and just throw it out to the audience and see what they think of it, because there's people proposing shows in there.
Okay, I wonder if my wife managed to feed the dog.
Oh, she did, yes.
Oh, did that go
by? I was going to tell you when there's a break, yeah.
Yeah.
She got the stuff, man.
Okay, cool. Right on.
Your dog is still
He's on antibiotics because a fucking butcher cut his nuts, really fucked it up. But anyway, I don't know how to get in there. The dog dies, and that's okay. He'll look over his shoulder, and the vet will be not too far behind. Where are we at here?
Reading out.
Yes, or reading through the IRC, whatever. Now that I've wet my whistle, so to speak. We have Snake Way, Sea Ninja, Cerulean, Shandiv Overtime, Chemical X Girl, Copper Top, Kovan, DJ Ojive, good to see you, man, Down Halo, Fester D Penis, the 3D Art God, Griffin, Infoloop, K16, Texler, good to see you, Leshek, who has a hot wife, Lentia, Misconduct, Neuralize, is that Nixon or Nikon? I'm going to say Nikon, because what the fuck? Nomad Drazel, good to see you, man, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
Nomad Orphan, Paladin, Port Surfer, Prune Squaller, she's hot. I think that might be Leshek's wife.
I think.
Is it?
I think so. They were talking about it.
They're an item. Don't hit on her. Ratfucker, Sanix, Sapphire, Sir Dork, Scavenger, Sloth, 736, Sulfonate, Tantrix, AFK, Dao De Cheese, The Bug, Terrell, good to see you, buddy. Turtle, Sleeping, now bye. Unnerved, V Terrorism, Wildcard, Wazzup. WS Ninja, Zandad, Pyro, Labrat, Abadoo, Big Bastard Guy. Borden, Celebrate, 736, Countersink, Dark One, Dupster, Hendrix, Gorka, Mind Pirate, Nilator, Obkami, The Professor, good to see you, man. Sides, SKTFM, Data Soccer, and Transistor.
There's a few new names in there. Yeah, very cool.
There's a few new names in there. There's a few old names in there, too. So, yeah, that's... Oh. Yes, she fed Ranger. Yes.
Ranger dog.
Ranger.
Crime Buster.
Oh, can someone please tell me what Yo-Yo Dine Corporation, what movie that's from, the Yo-Yo Dine Corporation?
No.
You know that reference. Come on. Yo-Yo Dine. I saw a car.
I know it, but I can't think of it.
Buckaroo Banzai.
I thought that's what it was from. I thought it was from Buckaroo Banzai.
In the Tales of the Fifth Dimension.
Yeah.
The full title, please.
Ninth Dimension.
You are
Adventures
sick.
In the Ninth Dimension. Yeah, it's the Ninth Dimension.
That's a popular
Yeah,
movie,
you're probably right. Yeah. But I thought Yo-Yo Dine was that, because I saw a car today that
Yo-Yo
said,
Dine.
Said this car is a Yo-Yo Dine experimental vehicle. And I thought,
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, cool. Nice.
I think... K16 asks, do I have to stay at Frank Mart, or can I come back the next day? You are chained in. They lock the doors, actually.
Yeah.
No, you have, like, wristbands or something. They'll let you back in, just, like...
Yes, Data Stalker is actually...
Say the password.
That's my digital baptism. Data Stalker is now known as Data Stalker.
Data Stalker.
Yeah, so that's how that works.
Yeah, if he mispronounced your name when he reads it out, that's your new name.
Yeah, that's
how it works, people.
That's how it has
deal
to be done.
With it.
Yeah,
that's new
gotcha.
Names every week, then.
Gotcha. Oh, got a message from Oshak. Ass.
Awesome.
Well, now I'm all feeling bad. I'm going to cry.
Sure,
I can't kick ban Leshek because he's got his own show. If you don't want to be kick banned, and you want to have your own show...
and get ops and stuff.
And get ops and stuff, and you can tell me to fuck off and I can't do nothing about it, then what you want to do is get a new show on Rant Radio. And the best way to do that is to get in touch with us at info@rantradio.com. And Sam will take a look at your idea and tell you suck or no, you don't suck, and it will be a good thing.
And they don't all suck. Case in point.
And they don't all suck.
Like, a lot of shows have been proposed.
Yeah, and for you to okay a show on spiritualism is pretty weird, being as you're like a rabbit.
No, because it covers everything. So
that's
cool. Right?
That's groovy.
It's not like, this is about Jehovah's Witnesses exclusively. Oh, it's a bit focused.
It's a bit too focused. And
I want a Scientology show.
Yeah, sure. Sean will get on
just
there.
Send the
with
address
you.
Over, and we'll take care
I
of that.
I go on a Scientology show. Give me about 6 hours and a case of vasopressin, so I can read the. I'll memorize. I will commit to memory the entire Xenu.net site and every detail. In fact, they have. What the fuck is that?
Somebody's like messing with a microphone. Stop messing with a microphone. That's okay. It's off now.
We'll kill all of you. And we'll be able to have that out. So very, very cool. I totally forgot what we were saying.
We'll
saying,
go with that. Keep
we'll go with
running
that. Keep
with
going.
It.
Sounds good. All well and good. Moving right along. You are free to distribute this show any way you see fit. You can, like I said, make frisbees. You can get a potato gun, load it up with little pieces of paper inside of a pop can that you cut one end off of. On little pieces of paper, write the address of the show and when it's on, then drive by in a neighborhood and fire it out like shotgun lobbing onto people's lawns. Eventually, they'll wonder what's written, and they'll read it, and they'll get the message. That's one way.
That is, yeah.
You can...
That'll get my attention.
Yeah, you can fly in your single-engine prop aircraft and dump them over towns.
Like they did in the World War with propaganda.
You betcha. We need to do what we need to do. And that's about it for tonight's show. Glad you guys showed up, and it's all about us staying together as a community. Guys, it's about
that's
us as a community,
right.
As a community, but it is about you as an individual. You have to make your own decisions. I just woke up one day and decided I was the fucking man. You need to wake up too. You need to decide who you are and what you're doing. And once you enough people focus on who they are, what they're doing, they'll realize that our diet is fucking horrible. We are poisoning ourselves. We do not need to smoke. We do not need to drink pop. We do not need to do all these things that are killing our culture, and we can be stronger on our own. My name's Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are is no fucking good unless you can get away from it. And, before we go, I guess we should go around and say goodbye from everyone in the room because they happen to be here.
That's probably a good idea. They came a bit of a ways.
Yeah, they did.
So. You're a sharp man.
I am, though.
On the ball.
On the ball. TK.
Yeah. I just want to say goodbye to everybody out there. And if you're going to be in British Columbia tomorrow, we will be at Queen's Park at about... 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
For those who don't have jobs, there's a meeting. I was like, God damn it, 10 a.m.?
Well, actually, let's make it about 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, we originally met for everybody to meet up at one place. Queen's Park, right in front of there on King George Highway, or whatever.
They're complaining, it's not a highway, you can't speed on it.
Yeah, whatever.
Two lanes is not a highway.
Well, Sean showed us you can speed on them.
Yeah, I drive with purpose. Okay, and then we have Creature.
Goodbye.
Excellent.
Excellent. That was perfect.
Wonderful.
Good segue.
And Caponex.
Hello. Goodbye.
Very, very cool. Glad. It's really cool, you guys. He actually came, I think, the furthest.
Yeah, I drove 4 hours just to
before he started. So he had 4 hours on these guys.
Wow.
From starting, that's sick. You have a
very
problem.
Sick.
Yeah. And my good buddy, the not cripple Smokehouse.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
It's fun.
Yeah, I'll have you later too. Okay. So, put a patch. Okay.
We'll
right
put
on.
Some pictures on the web of him doing cartwheels later.
That's right. Yes. We're gonna actually take some Photoshop shots, and we need to have proof
Olympic
that,
shots.
But, yeah, we need to have some Photoshop. I mean, proof shots of Smokey in the Olympics.
Pole vaulting.
Pole vaulting.
It's easier to think being crippled than think being cool like you.
Oh! Play that cripple card. Play it. Play that cripple card. Okay. You can. And after you've done that, you can play a racial card too if you want. A lot of people don't know this, but Smokehouse is actually black.
Yep.
The picture that he has.
Those have been lightened.
That skin condition, so he's actually a 42-year-old black man. And the reason why he's got this skin condition is because he's a Vietnam vet. And the only reason why he looks so pale is because of that skin condition. That's the same reason why he has to wear diapers. That said, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, you weren't ever there. Where you are, ain't no good. Let you get away from it. And this is the show. Have a good night. We'll see you next week. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds. Come join us.